KUTX 98.9. That was Craig Finn with Honolulu Blues, which was recorded right here in Austin a couple of years ago. Well, we're live in Studio 1A today in the first day of this spring fun drive. If you'd like to show your support, you can call 471-6291 or make a pledge online at KUTX.org. And we're really proud to have back one of our favorite performers, one of the great Texas singer-songwriters, Ray Wiley Hubbard. Welcome back, Ray.
Oh, thank you. Very glad to be here. Thanks, Drive. You bet.
And thanks for everybody being in our studio audience today. Why don't we just start off with some music? What'd you like to begin with?
Oh, we're going to start with a song called Rabbit.
All right.
Well, I saw so dogs chase this rabbit. Saw dogs chase this rabbit. I saw dogs chase this rabbit. His own son is about noon. I said to the rabbit, you're gonna make it. I said to the rabbit, are you gonna make it? I said to the rabbit, you're gonna make it. The rabbit said, well, I got to. You get it? Well, a woman's heart's a sacred thing. A woman's heart's a sacred thing. A woman's heart's a sacred thing. What's a man to do? Try a little tenderness, Otis Redding said. Try a little tenderness is what he said. Try a little tenderness, Otis said. And then he said, I got to, oh, watch the world. Now there's two kind of people in the world. There's two kind of people in the world. There's two kind of people in the world, the day people and the night people. And it's the night people's job. It's the night people's job. It's the night people's job to get the day people's money. Yep. Well, between the devil and the deep blue sea, between the devil and the deep blue sea, between the devil and the deep blue sea, that's where I am. I don't know what that means. Maybe it means I'm funky and cool. Maybe it means I'm funky and cool. Maybe it means I'm funky and cool. Maybe it means I'm in Austin, Texas. Yeah. That's what it means, Jay. If it's in the groove, everybody loves it. If it's in the groove, everybody loves it. If it's in the groove, everybody loves it. The great Howlin' Wolf said that. We've a short time to be here. We've a short time to be here. We've a short time to be here. So get out of your rut and get in the groove. Get out of your rut and get in the groove. Get out of your rut and get in the groove. Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Some good advice, get out of the rut and get in the groove.
It is good to get out of the rut. This is Billy Cassis, by the way, over here on this guitar, and he just kind of added surprise today. Anytime you can have Billy Cassis play guitar with you, you take advantage of it. So I said, come on down, let's do that. Yeah. So we're glad to be here.
Yeah, some of our listeners may remember him from Soul Hat.
Soul Hat, yeah, what a great band that was.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you got some doings happening this weekend, is that right?
Yeah, I've got a festival called Grit and Groove. This is my fourth annual Grit and Groove Fest, and we're down at Whitewater, and you would think I've learned my lesson in the first three, but I didn't. So we're doing another festival, and it's a lot of fun. It's a great facility down there, and I got Hayes Carl and Ben Queller and Dirty River Boys, Uncle Lucius, the Wheeler Brothers, Sons of Fathers, the Trishas, and Dustin Welch. And
it's kind of quite a lineup.
Well, they're all bands and musicians. I really, really like what they're doing. And so since it's my festival, I get to have my friends play it. So it's really a lot of fun. Like I say, this is the fourth one. It's a great facility down there. So
it's in New Braunfels.
In New Braunfels, out there at near Canyon Lake. And it's right by the river. Stages, you see the water going by and people in tubes if the weather's good. And it should be a lot of fun. This is my fourth one. And it's a lot of fun because I get to grab a guitar and jump up and probably do a song with Hayes. And I'm just going to leave my amp and guitar out there. And if I feel like jumping out, I won't pay them until I Unless they let me sing to sit in with them, you know.
That's your festival. You do what you want.
Yeah, I guess so, you know.
We're here with Ray Wiley Hubbard live in Studio 1A. Again, you can support the station during the Fledge Drive at 471-6291 or online at KUTX.org. And we also like to let you know that Cliff Hargrove is our engineer this afternoon.
Yeah.
Always doing a great job.
I would say so, yeah. I sound better than I deserve. I know that, really. It's great.
You got another tune for us, Ray?
Yeah, let me do a new one. I actually wrote this on Purgatory Road, which is the road you get to get from Wimberley over to New Braunfels over there. You got to go across Purgatory Road. And one day I was driving over there, and I was listening to some Lightning Hopkins on my CD player. And as I'm driving along, I look out the window, and this crow lands on this fence post and starts cawing. But it looked like the crow was singing what Lightning Hopkins was singing at the same time. And it was a wonderful moment. And then the next song came on was this old Sam Cooke song. And I remember the tragedy of Sam Cooke back when I was in high school. And I kind of followed that trial. And then later on, I read his family, kind of thought there was kind of a conspiracy thing going on about that. And then the next song came on was this song I'd written about my family being gamblers and bootleggers up in southeastern Oklahoma. So anyhow, Lightning Hopkins and this black crow and Sam Cooke and my family kind of twirled around my head for a little while, and I came up with this little ditty. Mama, give me a nickel and a deck of cards. Said, go on, play out in the backyard. Walking down the alley, come my Uncle Lonnie. Said, well, let me teach you about three-card money. Take an ace of hearts and two black queens. Flip them over so they can't be seen. Spin them around four or five times, bet a nickel, find an ace, and win a dime. 20 minutes later, I had $35, singing, hey, misbehaving by the great fat swaller. I believe I'm gonna count my blessings. I believe I am gonna count my blessings. Well, I saw a black crow on a fence post, singing away like Sam Hopkins' ghost. He sang, when you see I ain't breathing no more, nail my feathers to the old barn door. I drag my carcass up behind the shed, just make sure you're pretty sure I'm dead. Ask a Ouija board if you can't quite tell, or if I start to stink like a floor's in hell. Go to Navasota after I done dine, it don't do you no good sitting around crying. I believe I'm gonna count my blessings. I believe I am gonna count my blessings. So I got me a pencil and a moleskin book. When I heard Bertha Franklin shot and killed Sam Cooke, I wrote down December 11th, 1964. Ain't gonna be twisting the night away no more, no, no. It took 15 minutes for the jury to decide. Cause of death, the justified homicide. Unless a boy wasn't called by the prosecution. Well, then she's arrested for prostitution. I see in the motel, had a busted down door. Sam's wallet and his money was never accounted for. I believe we should count our blessings. I believe we should count our blessings. I believe I'm gonna count my blessings. Oh, I believe gonna count my blessings. Oh, I believe I'm gonna count being here in Austin on KUT this afternoon with you fine people is one of my blessings. Yes, I am. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
We're here live in Studio 1A with Ray Wiley Hubbard, and that's a tune called Count Your Blessing. Am I right that that's on Grifter's?
Grifter's Hymnals, yeah. It's
your last album.
One came out. I guess it came out a year ago last April or March. I'm not sure, somewhere around there it came out. Recorded it here in Austin and also out at the Edith Bates Old Chapel, an old church that was built in, actually built in LaGrange in 1883, and they moved it to Round Top, and they desanctified it so they would allow us in there to record, and so we could go in there, and so we set up out there with George Reef and Rick Richards and Audley Freed and Billy Cassis, my son Lucas. I think that's about the basic of the band. We just set up in this old church and recorded didn't use any pedals, just guitar directing old amps and everything, and the great thing we had divine reverb. You know, we didn't have to turn any knobs or anything. It was just so you know, like I say, the album, you may not like the singer or the songs, but you will love the way it sounds. It does. I mean, it's just sonically, I'm very happy with it. It's a lot of fun. So yeah.
So recently, you were in New York with David Letterman.
Yes. How weird was that? That was very. Well, we didn't have a publicist working on the, you know, pitching us to any TV shows or anything. But my agent, who is Keith Case, he's an old friend of mine. I've known him for 40 years. He's in Nashville, and he books me, and he gets this phone call. He says, this is Jennifer from Worldwide Pants, and Dave would like to know if Ray would do his show on January 9th. Well, Keith is, you know, an old guy. He didn't stay up late. He didn't know what Worldwide Pants was. So he goes, well, Dave who? She goes, well, David Letterman would like Ray to be on his TV show January 9th. And Keith goes, let me make sure he's not doing a happy hour gig in Waco. Those are really hard to reschedule.
Yeah, right.
Luckily, we weren't. And then he said, Dave would also like Ray to do the song Mother Blues. And so he actually picked the song and said the only thing was that the time frame, we only had like 3 minutes and 35 seconds to do it. So we had to cut out a couple of verses. But it was quite a treat. And I went up there with my son Lucas and and John Michael and Kyle Snyder, and we just went up there, and they treated us really nice. And I finally listened to it on headphones, and the sound of it was really remarkable. And then after we get through, right, we finish the song, and he says, good night, and everybody starts to leave. He turns around and said, would you play Screw You, We're From Texas? And I said, you're from Indiana. And he goes, yes. So he told the audience, said, y'all stay, and we'll so we had to retune, and then and did that, and he put it on the CBS website. So he's very aware of, you know, when we were setting up, he came over and said, thank you for being on the show. And I said, well, thank you for having us. He goes, you know Guy Clark? And I said, yes, I do. And he says, I like him. And I said, I do too. So it was really cool. He's very aware of, you know, the music.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
We're here with Ray Wiley Hubbard live in Studio 1A. And once again, we're in the first day of our spring membership drive, our very first drive here on KUTX. And if you'd like to support, if you appreciate the fact that we can have folks like Ray Wiley Hubbard live on the radio, give us a call at 471-6291 or make an investment online at KUTX.org. We get you to do another song, Ray?
Yeah, let me do, this is an older song, but I had a request for it, so I'll do it. Well, woman I love is named Ramona. She kind of looks like Tippi Storm. She can dance like a little Egypt. She works down the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is a snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Mona's got a keen sense of humor. She got a tattoo down her arm. It's of a python eating a little mouse, wearing a sailor hat that says snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ooh. Ask Ramona how come she works there. She says, well, it's got its charm. There's nothing to do in the winter now. Then some kid gets bit, the snake farm. I said, snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. That's called the alarm. Said you cried when they broke up. She still plays the records at the snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Sometimes Ramona calls me up and says, come on down here, it's getting warm. And she runs everybody off. And we, you know, snake farm. Snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ooh, ah, snake farm, it just sounds nasty. Snake farm, it pretty much is snake farm. It's a reptile house, snake farm. Ooh, ooh. Thank you very much. No accounting for please. Thank you.
So I guess you get a lot of requests for that one.
Well, it's still in certain circles. It's kind of really, we've talked about this before, and you know, I mentioned that one of my favorite quotes of all time is from Flannery O'Connor. He said, never second guess inspiration. You know, whenever you get the inspiration, what songwriters call the great aha, you go, aha, that'd be good. Don't ever go out. That's no good. I mean, if I had, I wouldn't have got that song, you know, because I mean, I'm driven by that old snake farm probably 10,000 times, and one day I drove by and went, ooh. You know, didn't second guess it, you know.
There you go.
So Ray, you never know where the songs are going to come from, and you just got to be ready, I suppose.
Ray Wiley Hubbard is with us. As you know, we're in on the first day of our pledge drive.
Let's make this the best one.
So what, you know, public radio, how has public radio treated you over the years?
I tell you what, if it hadn't, it's actually given me a career in a way. I mean, because, you know, like I say, I'm not, with songs like that and the songs I write, they're not mainstream commercial radio at all, you know. I mean, you have to, it's very eclectic, and I really appreciate having the freedom to kind of write whatever I want, but you know, public radio has just been wonderful to me. You know, it just really has. And for me to be able to do this is just very grateful to public radio. If it wasn't for public radio, it would be barren out there as far as the music, I would think. It's just such a oasis to be, you know, driving along, turning you hear me.
And others of your ilk.
you know what I mean. I mean, people like me.
Well, if you like people like Ray, give us a call, make an investment, 471-6291, or online at kutx.org. So I was looking at your itinerary over the next few months, and I just noticed you play a lot of small Texas towns. I mean, you play Houston, you play Dallas,
yes,
and the towns you would expect, people would expect you to play, but you also play a good number of, you know, little towns, Stephenville and Mansfield and places like that.
I mean, you know, I go out to play, you know, Tyler and Navasota, and I'm not that desperate for gigs, but I enjoy, you know, going out and playing. I really do. I mean,
is it different playing in those small towns than it is in like the Mucky Duck in Houston or something?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of once you know, after about two or three songs, and I kind of can suck the audience into my psychosis. then we know where we are, you know. No, but not really. It's like I say, I've been very fortunate. We just came back from the Deep South, played Oxford, Mississippi, Atlanta, and North Carolina, and had great crowds. And I'm getting ready to go up to New York and Toronto. So right now, you know, I'm really busy and grateful. And usually I kind of, you know, like I say, the audience has been really, really nice, you know. I haven't, so yeah, they're great.
So people are familiar with your music when you go to these places?
Pretty much, yeah. I think, well, you know, because of, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that, I'm a big Twitter guy. I get on there, I start doing that, and I really enjoy it because I can, you know, be snide.
You?
and witty. It might be so, depending on who you talk. But, you know, like I say, and so... I have really good audiences out there. There's certain little areas that do real well. You know, we'll go out and go out with me and a drummer. Sometimes I go out with Billy and I'll do it just like this, or I'll go out with my son Lucas. Or so yeah, we it's still working. You know, it's like someone asked you a thing about the Letterman thing. Is somebody said, "Man, 66 in that kind of." Old to make your first ever appearance on Late Night with David Letterman, and I went, well, I didn't want to peak too soon. Yeah. You know? So I think that's important, you know?
Ray Wiley Hubbard is our guest. It's a pleasure to have you back
on KUTX.
And Billy, thanks again.
Billy Cass
for coming.
There he
yes.
is right there. Yeah.
Well, let's get you to do one more before you head out.
Well, let me do this is a song I wrote with Liz Foster, and who's in the band The Trishas, who they'll be playing at Grit and Groove. And I just you know, it was really fun to write with her. It's called Train Yard Blues, and I would like to say it's a little more sensual when she sings it.
I can't imagine why.
Kiss me on to my sweet gal as if we was fixing to die. And I follow you down until the Mississippi runs dry. There's a room down at the train yard. The walls is gray. Door ain't never locked. The sundown lust steal away. I pitch us a blanket. You bring a bus to crack the death. We'll make a pallet on the floor and lay a penny on the railroad tracks. When a train comes flying past, the wall shakes and the flowboat squeaks. But you be sitting on top of the world, girl, like a Mississippi sheets. Smile and lick your lips and show them that old flat penny. Mm-hmm. Billy Cass. Thank you guys so much.
Train Yard, another tune from Ray Wiley's most recent album, The Grifter's Hymnal. Well, thanks very much
for coming in and sharing.
Wow,
what a nice crowd, man. That's really, thank you guys. Yes.
Thanks to Cliff Hargrove for being our engineer. And thanks to all of you who are calling, 471-6291 or pledging online at KUTX.org. Ray Wiley Hubbard, always a pleasure and an honor to have you here in Studio 1A.
Thanks very much.
I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 3 o'clock. It's KUTX 98.9. All right. Thank you.